Blog Talk Radio.
Oh man, what's up, y'all? What happened to my cut?
Oh no, there we go.
Oh, my due date is messing me up today.
There you go. No, cut it off. Yo, yo, peace. Just
complete.
Hello, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we ready.
Yeah,
hey, hi.
All right. Peace. Collective Minds Radio. We back in the building. Had a few technical difficulties at the beginning, but we got it all together. This is Brother Kev, and I'm back with our sister Raja Star and our brother Mufasa Ra. What's up, y'all?
Peace.
What's good?
Don't tell,
all right, how everybody doing? How was y'all week? How everybody doing?
I'm great. Fantastic.
All right, we got a powerful show for our listeners today. We got Young Pharaoh in the building, and he's going to be breaking down, the origin of the white race. You know, this has been a topic that's been debated amongst black scholars for years, so we're going to let the brother go in and give us his theory. But before we do that, do y'all have any announcements? Roger Starr, you got any announcements you want to make?
No, I don't have any announcements right now. Good. Keep it going.
Indeed. You got any announcements, Brother Mufasa?
Yeah, I want to shout out to all the beautiful black women who know how to cook. Yeah.
That would be me.
I love y'all.
That would be me.
Indeed, yeah. Salute to y'all.
Man, we love you.
Yes, indeed. Indeed, we do. So... definitely. Shout out to my wife if she gets down. So, indeed. And I had a quick announcement, man. It was a report that came out this week about St. Louis being the number 13 most violent city in the world, according to this Mexican anti-violence think tank called Security, Justice, and Peace. And I just wanted to share that. I'm not sure if that's accurate. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about the most dangerous cities in the world. We are right here in St. Louis. You know, just real quick, I wanted to know, what did y'all think about that? Do y'all think that's accurate?
You know what? I don't think it's 100% accurate, but I don't think it's too far gone, though. I mean, it's pretty rough out here on these streets. I'm not the one to disbelieve it so quickly, though. We may not be number 10, maybe 12 or so. I think we got some issues around St. Louis.
Right. This was in the world, though, not just the United States, but St. Louis was the first city in the United States. We talking about places like, you know, Venezuela, Brazil, Mexico, these type places that rank St. Louis 13. But I just wanted to share that because I'm not in the streets by no means. I don't even watch the local news. I keep my mind off that. So I don't really know. You know, if it don't affect somebody I know or immediate family, I don't really hear too much. You know, that's why I wanted to ask y'all what y'all thought about, you know, as far as the violence.
I'm going to say,
we're getting some feedback.
Hey, you got to look at who put it out. I mean, straight up, that's the worldview of St. Louis. I mean, I ain't going to lie. You know, it's crazy here. It's treacherous. I'm a North Side, West St. Louis. You know what I'm saying? So I know how bad and wicked it can be here. Now, in my opinion, it was more dangerous in the 90s than it is now.
Right.
But,
right.
I mean, you know, that's a perception of how they're seeing us. It didn't come out of thin air. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you think
in the 90s it was more?
Oh, yeah. 90s is more. That's the fact.
Past
you
that.
Just look
I,
at the numbers. Yeah, it
okay,
was a fact.
Okay, what do you do? Okay.
The 90s was working.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, just wanted to put that out there. And we're going to get right into the show. Like I said, we have a dynamic guest on the scene. His name is Young Pharaoh. You know, he does a lot of lectures. He's a black scholar, does a lot of research, you know, so on and so forth. And our topic today is what is the origin of the white race? And first of all, since we are collective minds, we're going to just get the quick opinion of the host, and then we go let Young Pharaoh go in on the topic, you see. So, Roger Starr, what is your theory on the origin of the white race?
Okay, I think this is going to be a good topic because I really don't have a strong opinion. That's why I'm really excited about our guest to shed a little bit of light. I just feel like everybody has originated from the same creator. So I'm dying to hear otherwise because this is just what I've always believed. I don't have a strong theory about it. So I'm just here to kind of listen and learn.
Indeed. Same here, indeed. And Mufasa, what do you think?
Yeah.
What's your theory on the origin of the white race?
Well, this is my new theory, and I'm going to do some more research on. But I'm going to say I feel as this is a possibility that white people, you know, they originated in the Northern Hemisphere, and it was dropped down here in a pair as a couple, just like black people were, Asian people were, all races of people came at the same time. But now again, like we were saying, I want to hear Young Pharaoh's take on it because I listened to a little bit of the brother's lecture that he did on it before. So, yeah, I want to hear him break it down some more too. But that's my theory right now. I'm going to do some more research on that. So it's just a feel that I got right now.
Indeed, indeed. And for me, Brother Kev, I've always just kind of went with the climate adaptability theory as far as Africans migrating out of Africa and, you know, going up to the Northern Hemisphere, getting trapped during the Ice Age and not getting no sun and being in a cold climate. They depigmentated and lost their melanin, and hence, you know, we have the white race. But like I said, that's not definite. And a lot of times with topics like this, I think it's best to look at all the evidence since we really don't know for sure. You dig what I'm saying? It's best to just look at all the evidence, and that way you can come up with a logical conclusion. You dig? So, and with no further ado, we want to bring Young Pharaoh in. Young Pharaoh, you in the building?
Peace. What's going on with you?
Peace, what's good, man? We excited to hear your breakdown and theory, you know, build for a little bit and see what's going on. So, you know, if you want to just go in on the origin of the white race, you know, how old are they? Were they original to the planet? So on and so forth, and then we'll build from there. You dig?
All right. Yeah, before I'm going to jump straight in, but I want to, you know, say PC to all the family out there, everybody that's tuning in. You know, much love to y'all for reaching out and, you know, inviting me on the platform. I definitely appreciate it. I just want to give my my condolences and love before I, you know, began my duties. Now,
indeed.
Before I start, I just want to say, you know, that I don't preach. Even though we know black people can't be racist, all of that crap, I still got to say it. I don't preach racism. I deal with universal truth. And if, you know, if it don't apply, you know, let it fly. But with that being said,
facts.
When we're dealing with the origins of people or humanity, you know, we have to understand that everybody's not a human. And so we are all different species. That must be known. That must be accepted. It's not about being racist. It's not about animals don't think that they're racist for accepting who they are genetically. And so people have been taught this. And so racism is a created ideology by the elite to brainwash middle-class white people into thinking that they're better than everybody else. And then on top of creating that ideology, they gave middle-class white people all of the jobs of authority, which further back up this new egotistical ideology of falsehood that they now have. So not only do they feel like they're better than you, they ask if the police too. They the judge too. They the teachers too. And so now they believe in their heart that they better than you, because if not, why would they be in a better position than you? And so, you know, racism, we need to understand what racism is. It's three types. It's psychological racism, it's systematic racism, and then there's genetic racism. The only one true form that needs to be here is genetic racism. It doesn't mean kill anybody over their genotype or their genetic molecular composition. It just means understanding who you are, you know, on the level of your chromosomes. And so, with that being said, white people do not come from black people. You know, I don't remember exactly which one of y'all said it. You know, one of y'all said, y'all understand it was the climate theory. I just want to go in, not on y'all, but on where that theory came from. That theory comes from evolution, which was created by Charles Darwin, who is the cousin of Francis Galton, who created eugenics, which is racist. And, you know, Scientology also uses eugenics, and Scientology is racist. We know that Ron L. Hubbard is racist, and he was a student of Aleister Crowley, who was racist and was a satanic devil worshiper who was drinking blood out of baby skull. And so the point I'm trying to make is all of them theories come from devil worshiping racists who had the complete demonic and incorrect perspective on life. And so they created those theories in order to back up systematic racism. And so, for example, the Constitution says that black people are 3/5 of a human. But you can't just say things without scientifically backing it. And so the evolution theory was the pseudoscience created in order to falsely scientifically back those, you know, Jim Crowish racist legalities. And so they had to create a theory to back up why they would use the system to unjustly treat the people that are no longer legally deemed slaves unless they are violated underneath the 13th Amendment. And so we have to understand not just that the evolution theory is garbage, but why it was created. And when we understand why it was created, then it helps us further to understand why it's garbage. And so with that being said, you know, you get crumbs from a cookie, you don't get the cookie from the crumb. And so when we're talking about white people, we have to actually understand the depth of their genetic construction. We're talking about a Caucasian. A Caucasian only has 2 strands of DNA opposed to the black person who has 12, okay, which is really 24 because all of them strands are double helix, so you got to multiply that by 2. So technically a Caucasian will have, you know, 4 strands, and then we would have 24, and then each of those strands are unlocked during one of the 12 electromagnetic cymatic frequencies provided by whatever zodiac house we're in for a certain amount of years. For example, when we come into the age of Leo unlocks all 24 strands of DNA. And these strands of DNA are also considered dimensions, a different perspective of your being. So when they say people are going into different dimensions of themselves, that also has to do with DNA. But coming back to my point, okay, Caucasians are genetically composed of primate and albino Dravidian DNA. And so this is why people love to say that white men come from the albino, but they're not being specific. It's all kind of albino. It's albino pythons, albino Africans, albino goddamn frogs, albino what? And so people are not being specific on a specific organism of albinoism that the Caucasian stems from. And so with that being said, he stems from an albino Dravidian, which is a Neanderthal. So when you see a Neanderthal is a human that is infused genetically with monkey DNA. Okay, so scientifically it is a genetic fact that if you are not of African descent, a.k.a. descent of that mitochondrial Eve gene, okay, then you are Neanderthal. You're only 93% human, 7% Neanderthal. Neanderthal, primate, monkey, all same thing. This is why science will confirm, and it says that people share 98% of their DNA with a chimpanzee. But we have to ask ourselves, what people are they talking about? Because we know that the world is written, or America is written and spoken from a Eurocentric point of view, which means towards the Caucasian. If you watch a commercial on TV and they talk about come get some suntan lotion, you know they're not talking to you. And so if you read a science book and the book says 98% of your DNA come from a chimp, they're not talking to you. But that's black people fought for not knowing who we are on our own. And so with that being said, you know, we can also read a medical book. I've actually spoken to medical students in school who, when you go to the science of, you know, the brain, when you get to the part about the pineal gland, it says unknown. which we, the pineal gland controls the entire nervous system. So I find it ridiculous that you can go to school to become a neurologist, but they won't tell you how the pineal gland function when that's controlling your whole neurological capacity. But with that being said, the reason I'm making these points before I go in is to show you that the genetic and biological differences of black people have been purposely omitted out of the school system because it doesn't apply to white people. School is not for black people. It is for white people. And so the word school comes from the Greek, comes from the Latin word schoolē, which means to hold back. So school literally by definition means to hold back. So when you go to school, you're going somewhere to be held back. Now, saying all of that, I've said all of that just to get here. When you hear people talk about Yaqub, like you hear the Nuwapians or somebody talk about Yaqub, they try to tell you Yaqub was a big head scientist. That's not true.
Right.
Yaqub is a Hebrew word which means to plant. Okay? And the Australian Center for Research on Ancient DNA, okay, confirmed in 2013 that the white gene is only 6,000 years old. This is why they start all of their history 6,000 years ago. The Bible 6,000 years ago. Egyptology only goes back 6,000 years. The goddamn alphabet got created almost 3,000 to 4,000 years ago. They try to tell you that humanity starts 6,000 years ago. Evolution wasn't finally really completed till 6,000 years ago. And so what we have to understand is this is why white people want you to believe that they fully evolved almost 6,000 years ago, but black people stayed in a monkey state, and we running around in huts and teepees because we still primitive mentally. And so the evolution theory also deals with something called natural selection, to where it's like it's like by accident you are selected naturally, you know, to exist. And so what they're pushing off is that since white people are the newest form of human being, they were naturally selected by Creator to be the perfect form of human being now until evolution takes place again. And so we have to understand the science of racism implanted in eugenics, et cetera. Now, when we're talking about black versus white people, once again, the mitochondrial Eve gene is billions of years old. You hear white people talk about eukaryotic cells, you don't hear them talk about prokaryotic cells. The mitochondrial Eve gene comes from a prokaryotic cell. That's billions of years old. I believe it's longer, but we have to go with the number that they give us due to research. And so now we can see that 6,000 doesn't even light a candle compared to a time period of a billion. And so we know for a fact that white people could not have came from black people because we've been here, let alone black people have extraterrestrial DNA. Black women have the genetic correspondence of an entire extinct human race in their DNA that was fully developed, but nobody knows what it looks like. I don't believe that it's extinct. I believe that it's a people from another planet, but that's another lecture for another time. And we also have 147 alien genes in our DNA. And so with that being said, we don't have the same chromosome structure as white people. There's no way they could have came from us. And when we're talking about the composition of Caucasians, the reason 80% of Caucasians are born with a calcified pineal gland is because they're mammal-based. Monkeys don't have pineal glands. Cobras do. Black people have reptilian-based DNA. White people have primitive-based DNA. And so, once again, we come back to Yaqub, and Yaqub meaning supplanter. All the story is saying is that somebody or something supplanted a race of people genetically here on the earth. And so I've done plenty of lectures proving the existence of extraterrestrials, so I don't really feel the need to do that now. But outside of that, it's been confirmed that extraterrestrials exist. And so even when we talk about the Illuminati, the head of Illuminati is the Pindar. The Pindar means the dragon, okay? And we can go into reptilian worship. We can go into the Ptolemies, how they worship Sebek. And the way that you said Sebek was spelled Mus, which is spelled M-S-S-H with no vowels. But then when you throw the vowels in there, which is A-E-I, the word Mus becomes Messiah. And when you look up the definition, the etymology of Messiah in demonic text, it means lizard king. And so religion gears you towards a lizard king if you're waiting on a Messiah. The head of the Illuminati is a lizard king. And we understand that a lizard-like being, okay, helped to genetically manifest Caucasians here according to the story. And so with that being said, we know that whether people want to believe in extraterrestrials or not, we know that white people were supplanted here genetically. They were not naturally evolved here. We can make that distinguishment. And we also make that distinguishment through the circulatory diseases that the body creates from sexual reproduction outside of our race. For example, when you have sexual interaction with a Caucasian as a black person, once your semen goes into their blood or vice versa, whether you're a man or a woman, whether you're a black man, white woman, or white man, black woman, you contract what is called red blood cell hemolysis. Red blood cell hemolysis is when the Rh positive factor, Rh stands for rhesus monkey blood because it's monkey blood. Once the monkey blood from the European comes into the circulatory system of the non-rhesus factor entity, being the original blood person at one point in time, the rhesus monkey blood begins to break down the red blood cells, okay, break down the red blood cells into the mother's bloodstream, and this is called red blood cell hemolysis, and it begins to thin out your blood. And so you also have a form of red blood cell hemolysis that rears its head when mothers have children, and I believe it's called, what is it called, Jotun or something like that? I'm so pissed right now I can't get it in my brain. But when babies come out with, they have like this yellow, jaundice. Yes, when babies come out with jaundice and have that yellow, like, fluid and substance over them, this is stemming from the red blood cells being broken down, okay, in the mother, okay? And when the red blood cells get broken down too much, the hemoglobin inside of the red blood cells become broken down too much, and they release a chemical called bilirubin. And we know that bilirubin leads to jaundice. And all of this is stemming from the Rh factor doing what it does inside the circulatory system of the non-human. And so this leads to hemolytic disease. And hemolytic disease is when a Rh-negative mother her body tries to send red blood cells over the placenta to the child to terminate the child because the body identifies the child as a foreign species. And so we know that scientifically, when you study genetics, if you study genetics, there's an actual subcategory in genetics called genetic engineering. You know, this, you can actually go to school for this. And we know that hemolytic disease is a direct effect from genetic engineering. You cannot get hemolytic disease if you are a natural animal and you're sexually reproducing with your natural species. And a prime example of an animal that suffers from hemolytic disease is a mule, which is a cross between a horse and a donkey. Whenever the mule gets impregnated, the mother tries to kill the baby because the mother's body identifies the baby as a foreign species. And so what happens is when women are impregnated by another species, the black woman who doesn't have that primitive DNA, okay, the 100% human being goddess, when she gets impregnated by that foreign genetic substance, her body recognizes the primate inside the chromosome, and she says, basically, you know, what the body says, what the hell is this? This is not me. And so the body identifies the primate, the foreign species, okay, because we're reptilian-based. So once the monkey-based DNA, genetic substance comes into the mother, the body automatically tries to terminate it. And so what doctors do now is they give you the Rogam shot. And any woman who got the Rogam shot, you know, the Rogam basically tells your immune system to not terminate the pregnancy because the Rh factor, the A and B blood types are really antigens. Antigens, by definition, are toxins introduced to the bloodstream, which invoke a response in the immune system. And so the hemolytic disease is that response to where the red blood cells are sent across the placenta to terminate the fetus. And so once they give you the Rogam shot, it allows the fetus to grow, and it basically tells your immune system to stand down. And so with that being said, we can also see why non-black people, and since we're specifically talking about Caucasians at this point in time, we can see why Caucasians have the lowest birth rate and why they're actually becoming more deceased at a faster rate than they are being birthed, because their bodies are self-terminating themselves because they're not natural, and so their immune system is working against itself. And then also when we're talking about being natural to this planet, because somebody else said, you know, they're to this planet, there, you know, we all was put here at the same time. That's not a fact. Also, that's not a fact for one, because the mitochondrial E gene trumps the existence of the Caucasian gene by billions of years. But for two, we can prove that through our interaction with the sun. Because if evolution was true, we all would be like chameleons. There would be no such thing as ethnicity. Whoever lived in Alaska would all be white, and whoever lived in Africa would all be black. And people in America would all look the same goddamn color, and then we would change every spring, winter, summer, fall, we all would change color. And so you don't see one chameleon blue and one chameleon red. If they all on the tree and it's green, they turn green. If they all in the tree and it's red, they turn red. And so if the sun really altered the epidermis layer of our skin in such a manner to where we change color, then we would all look like chameleons and we wouldn't be able to know what a white or black person was in the summer because we all would be black. And we wouldn't be able to know what a white person was and a black person was in the winter because we all would be white. And so there's no way that the sun is not only changing the color of your skin, there's no way the sun is changing the structure of your DNA. So even if people try to do say, oh, they gravitated towards the snow and they turned white, ain't no goddamn monkeys in Alaska. Ain't no goddamn monkeys in the snow. So where did people pick up monkey blood from? How did black people go to the cold and come back with monkey DNA? How did you lose, if you was 100% human being, how did you go to the cold and lose 7% of your DNA and become a hybrid? How did you do that? How did you go from 24 strands of DNA to 4? How did you do that? And so the temperature theory is not sufficient for what we're dealing with genetically. There's no way. How did you lose your pineal gland? How did you do that? And then if monkeys evolved into people, monkeys don't have pineal gland. So how did a monkey, which is a primate, a Neanderthal being, evolve into a person, get a pineal gland out of nowhere, lose all of his primitive genetics, become a pure human brain, and then devolve back into somebody with a calcified pineal gland, and then lose 7% of their genetic structure and become a Neanderthal all over again? Let alone black women were here before black men. The man chromosome is the XY chromosome, which is X chromosome minus 2.8% of his own genetic mass. And so now we have to ask ourselves, if monkeys did evolve, did the girl monkey evolve before the boy monkey? Because it would have had to evolve into a black woman. And then how did that black woman turn herself into a black man? And then how did this now being who was one being and became two beings turn into a Chinese person, a Spanish person, a white person, an Arab person? So long story short, the evolution theory is insufficient to substantiate human existence on a scientific level, a chronological level, a circulatory level when we're dealing with medical science, and it's insufficient on the spiritual level. And so we did not all get here at the same time. Everybody has their own creator, whether people want to believe it or not. Everybody has their own being to which they genetically descend from. Once we understand that we're all different, then we'll get along. But until we keep believing that we all alike, we're going to continue to not get along because we're going to keep trying to do the same shit and be mad that we can't do it the same way. And so,
right, that's a fact. That's a fact. Let me hop in real quick, Young Pharaoh. I just want to let the listeners know, is you dropping some signs, and we're going to take callers in about 10 minutes. But I do want you to continue your bill, but just know that we're going to take callers in 10 minutes. And I do want to ask you real quick if you can explain, you know, to us and the listeners how melanin plays a role in creation. I know there's different types, neuromelanin, so on and so forth. So I wanted to know if you could just go in and break down how melanin plays into the whole creation of humans and all that.
Well, melanin plays into the creation of anything that exists on a planet that contains sunlight. It's impossible to go to any planet and there not be melanin. People got to understand how physical melanin is created. Melanin physically is created once sun rays hit nitrogen-14 atoms, which exist in here. And once these sun rays hit nitrogen-14 atoms, these nitrogen-14 atoms become radioactive. They kick off electrons that once again become stable, and then they become carbon-12. And so this is why they say carbon-12 is found in 99.9% of the universe, because wherever there's a sun and wherever there's an atmosphere that is digesting sunlight from the sun, there's going to be carbon. And so with that being said, just off that very fact that if – think about this. The universe is so big it can't be measured. It's even expanding constantly. But yet and still, carbon is found 99.9% of all of anywhere the universe exists. But that 0.1% got to damn near be white people. So that shows you're not natural. Well, how the fuck is – that's like saying water exists in 99.9% of the ocean, but this nigga can't swim. Nigga, this is not your atmosphere. This is not your habitat. If this is the way the planet is. And so that being said, if a fish can't live out of water, this is not the fish's habitat. If you can't live on a solar glacier planet, you was not here naturally. And so that being said, melanin, carbon, whatever word you want to use, exists all throughout the universe, but it doesn't exist neuromelanin. Let's be specific, because you got euro, which is EU, theo, which is TH, and then you got neuro, which is like neuron, neurological, neuromelanin. Neuromelanin does not exist, okay, in 80% of non-African entities. And by what that I mean, Chinese people have neuromelanin to a certain extent. And so this is why they have a little more tan. This is why they call it the yellow man. But the white man is considered a Caucasian. Cauc meaning dead flesh, and then Asian meaning from, you know, the classification of an Asian. So when you look at phenotypes and you're dealing with Negroids, Mongoloids, and Caucasians and Mongoloids actually belong in the same goddamn group, and there's really no such thing as humans. I mean, phenotypes. It's really just you should be over here or you should be over there. But with that being said, neuromelanin is produced in the pineal gland. And this is important because neuromelanin actually interacts with your nervous system neurologically, and it's able to make your body use memory through its tissue cells without even interacting with the brain. So this is why black people dance the best. This is why we have the best reflexes physically, because our body can actually think for itself. And one of the Marvel characters in Spider-Man named Venom, you know, is actually like a characterized version of melanin. Remember, the Venom suit came from outer space. And, you know, it attaches itself to the epidermis layer of Eddie Brock, and it's able to think and interact with him and enhance him. This is the same thing our bodies are able to do for us if we learn how to interact with them itself. And so that being said, you know, neuromelanin is something exclusively created by the pineal gland in somewhere in your in a location in your brain titled the neuromelanin nerve tract. And so if 80% of Caucasians have calcified pineal glands, there's no way that they're producing neuromelanin. And then for the 20% who don't, okay, they don't have the mechanics, a.k.a. the melanocytes or the melanosome, which are pockets in the skin, okay, and cavities in the body that actually produce melanin. So even if your pineal gland is not calcified, you still don't produce this melanin. Now, that doesn't mean certain Caucasians don't have their little spiritual trips or whatever, but when we're talking about the highest level of connection, okay, this is exclusive to the African when it comes to spirituality, because spirit, okay, and spirituality comes from the word spiral. Spiral is the Fibonacci sequence. This is the sequence to which everything was creation. Everything in creation was created according to the flower of life, and your direct connection to the solar system, I mean to the universe, is through the solar system. This is where you get the word soul from. And so melanin is condensed sunlight. And so if you don't have melanin, you don't have a soul, because in order to have a soul, you have to have connection to the solar system. And so with that being said, when you see black people back in the day dancing and doing disco, and they always say, you got soul, brother, they're talking about something that's exclusive to that which is within you. And so with that being said, we have to understand the importance of being a direct descendant and having extraterrestrial lineage, as well as a direct connection and medium to the creator through what is known as melanin, neuromelanin specifically, because sunlight digests and gives you information. And black people, through the neurons in our melanin, we're able to perform what is called ultra-fast internal conversion, which is when your melanin, your skin, takes 99.9% of the ultraviolet rays from the sun and dispenses it evenly throughout the body. Since Caucasians don't have these neurological capacities or the neuromelanin that we have, your body is not able to perform ultra-fast internal conversion, which causes the light to radiate in the same spot, and then they begin to die from what is called cancer radiation. And so with that being said, the only reason Caucasians are getting cancer is because their bodies don't have the melanin to produce ultra-fast internal conversion. And so humans who are black people do the same thing that plants do. We have the same chemical makeup as plants, except plants have magnesium in their chemical construct, and we have iron in our blood. And the magnesium and the iron gives us hemoglobin, and it gives us our melanin that we have, and the plants have chlorophyll. If we were to switch that magnesium and that iron, we would have chlorophyll, and plants would have our neuromelanin. And so we are basically the same exact thing as a human plant. And this is how our ancestors were able to actually do what you call eat sunlight through what is called human photosynthesis, which is another science for another time. But with that being said, you know, that I try to jam-pack as much information as I could in just now.
Yeah.
But that, you know, that is the irrefutable facts of why we all were not put here together. We're not all the same. Mm-hmm. It's not about being racist. It's not about coming outside and being an asshole because somebody doesn't look like you. It's about knowing who the hell you are and what's best for you. And so that way, can't nobody trick you out of the most conducive living standards that you should actually be within and exposed to and living according to, period.
Facts. Thank you, Young Pharaoh. Yo, the brother broke it down. Again, if y'all just joining us, this is Collective Minds Radio. I'm Brother Kevin. We got Mufasa Ra and Rigel Starr. And we want to get to the call lines, but Young Pharaoh just did a great presentation. He packed in as much information as he could. Hopefully y'all was taking notes, and you'll follow up and do your own research on this topic. But with no further ado, we want to get to the call lines because I know y'all got some questions for the brother. Rigel Starr, you want to go on cue to call us?
Okay, let's start with a caller from area code 705-299. Paul, are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
Peace. Thank you for calling in, caller. Can you state your name and where you're calling from? And go ahead with your question.
Okay. I think he has some interference. Let's move on. We'll try to pick back up with him later on. Let's try a caller from area code 718-825. Caller, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Good evening, my nobles. My name is Cyrus Melchizedek. I agree with Young Pharaoh when he says, you know, the theory of evolution is flawed, because it is. Because it takes a lot of faith. It takes a lot of faith to believe in that science that's not proven. It's just a theory. It's not proven fact.
Mm-hmm.
But what I want to, my question to Young Pharaoh is, how can woman be God? Which I agree, the woman, her essence is mitochondria, and it travels with everybody, with every generation. That's her essence. But she can't be God because she can't create a man on her own. She can't, because she has two X chromosomes. However, God, the Y factor, created man first. Man has one Y and one X. So essentially, yes, a woman can come from a man, but a man cannot come from a woman alone. She needs to be inserted. A man needs to insert his Y factor. So, yes, I agree. Mitochondria is a woman's essence. It travels with us from generation through generation. It is a blessing, but you cannot take out the Y factor. You cannot forget that. And many people,
indeed,
you have great sciences, and you're great at it, and the facts are facts. But when you speak on spirituality, I want to remind your followers that it takes faith to believe in your spirituality.
Let's let the brother answer the question. Indeed,
yes,
so we can get to some more callers. Let's let Young Pharaoh respond to the question.
Yes, oh, yeah, not a problem, brother. Like, I definitely appreciate you calling in and you answering. But, you know, the black woman is most definitely God. And when I say that, you know, I don't want anybody to think it's coming from an egotistical means. It comes from a scientific means. And so I'm going to start all the way in the universe, and then I'm going to start all the way to the black woman on the planet to prove my point. And so we know that the universe is the creator. And there's a part of science called information science, which, long story short, proves that even atoms are intelligent, life is intelligent, and nothing happens outside of a subconscious God of information. And so there is nothing in the universe that happens by accident. And so now, why is it important? The sun came out of the universe. We know that. But what we have to understand is the first spectrum of the sun is the radio wave spectrum, which by definition is electromagnetic signals carrying sound messages. So when they say that, in the Bible, when they say, and God spoke and said, let there be light, we have to understand that God in the Bible is the sun. Psalms 84:11, all right, says our sun is the Lord and shield. Now, the reason that I'm quoting the Bible is because the Bible was written by Masons who know the truth. And Masons study sacred geometry. That's what the square and the compass is for, to measure the angle within the flower of life. And so the Masons know that the universe is feminine principle. This is why they put the Baphomet head inside the five-point star, because the five-point star stands for feminine energy. And the 5 points of a woman's life cycle, which is point one, birth, point two, menstruation, she get on her period, point three, she has a child, she becomes a mother, point four, menopause, she can't have any more children, point five is death. And so the goat is an over-sexualized animal. And it's symbolic to the patriarch dominating the matriarch, a.k.a. masculine energy dominating feminine energy, when it's supposed to be the other way around. And this is why in every African civilization, we lived according to a matriarch. Even in Egypt, the pyramid is a giant womb. And that's another sign for another time. But with that being said, when you're looking at how the universe builds, the universe creates physical life according to chemical elements. And so, you know, the universe vibrates in tone and it has a voice, you know that it has a thought process. And so the first form that a human took on this planet was a female, which I'm going to prove, which proves that when the universe wanted to create itself and have a physical experience, it first saw itself in the form of a woman. And so if we look at cartoons and we look at, let's say, Marvel, if you draw Spider-Man, you know that Spider-Man is a direct reflection of the mental cognition of Stan Lee, whether he stole some ideas or not. We know that Spider-Man was created by what Stan Lee wanted him to look like. And so Spider-Man is nothing more than Stan Lee in an animated form of his own imagination. And so we know that black women, being the first humanoid form, being created not by accident but by intelligent design, is the first form of what the universe thought itself to look like. And so the black woman, before we go anywhere, psychologically and biologically and physiologically, is the closest thing to God because it is the original thought of what God wanted itself to look like before God started having other ideas. And so that being said, this is why the black woman is God physiologically. Now, when we go to the science, the universe builds upon electrons. Electrons, in science, protons and electrons, it means good and bad. So positive and negative does not mean, it means masculine and feminine. So positive and negative, according to science, does not mean good and bad. It means masculine and feminine. And so we know that in the universe, when an atom creates a chemical element, it has an exchange of electrons. And so everything in this physical world that we see is created by electron, which is feminine energy. I'm on this phone right now because of electronics, which is the conscious manipulation of man using feminine energy. So we get on Instagram, Facebook, you go to the movies, watch TV, you start to tie up, you listen to the radio, all by the use of feminine energy. And so even the whole world of electronics is predicated upon the manipulation of feminine energy. So we wouldn't even have a body or a phone. We wouldn't even be able to play the game. We wouldn't be able to be on this blog talk right now if it wasn't for feminine energy. And so on a subatomic level, the black woman is dominant. Now when we come to the physiological level, the original chromosome structure is an XX chromosome, and in science is deeper than just chromosome because everything has chromosomes. Just like people say we are made of atoms, it's different kinds of atoms. It's different kinds of cells. It's plant cells, human cells, cancer cells, all kinds of cells. And so when we say chromosome, we have to be specific. The specific chromosome that black women are made up of is called a metacentric chromosome, which means it's balanced, even, and 100% complete on all strands. Now, the Y chromosome is in science called a sub-metacentric chromosome. Sub meaning substitute, which means the Y chromosome is a substitute for the X chromosome. And so not only is the XX chromosome 2.8% of the the XY chromosome is 2.8% of the XX chromosome's own size. It's 5 times smaller, and now we can understand why. And so we say black women were not able to sexually reproduce. That's not true. At one point in time, black women were able to produce without the help of a man underneath the guise of parthenogenesis. And once again, when you look at religious books, Masons know the truth, and this is why all of the prophets in these religious books, even though they didn't exist, came through existence by means of what you call immaculate conception, being the Holy Spirit impregnating a woman without the physical guise of a man. This is the subconscious injection, subliminal injection of what is called parthenogenesis. And parthenogenesis is when a black woman was able to produce sperm within her bone marrow, excreted into her vagina through what is called the Bartholin gland, which is located underneath the first layer of her vaginal gland. And it came out of holes from her Bartholin gland that are called Bartholin ducts. So basically, just imagine if a woman is able to get moist today, just imagine her able to inject semen as well and impregnate her.
Okay.
So now, I'm going to end it on this. There was an article released in Men's Health, all right? Look it up. And in this article, they proved that men and women still today produce sperm in their bone marrow, and that a man or a woman would scientifically be obsolete from needing each other to sexually reproduce. And so the only reason we need each other today is because when the black woman chromosome was substituted for the XY chromosome, we took the part of her that needs to electrically stop
her egg in order to fertilize herself. But when a man's sperm goes into a woman's egg, the DNA is located in the tail. That's where the man's DNA is. That tail doesn't go in there. The head of the sperm of a man goes is that the egg. The egg remembers that it can reproduce itself, and a black woman already has the genetic material to become what is going to become. That DNA is not provided by the man. So the black woman is God all the way around the board.
All right, indeed. And we got a lot of callers in the queue. So thanks to the last caller for the question. That was a great answer, Young Pharaoh. Young Pharaoh, we just going to ask if you can keep the answers a little bit, a quick response so we can get to all the callers, because we got a lot of people that want to speak with you. And we're going to let Roger Starr bring in the next call in the queue.
Okay, let's take caller 314-616. Caller, can you state your name and where you're from?
This is Dave, St. Louis. Peace and love, everybody. Peace and love for the Pharaoh.
Peace, Dave.
Thanks.
Now, the topic is where the white man came from, right?
Right.
Yes.
Correct. The origin of the white man is correct.
I did watch an excellent build that you asked your part of on the TV a little while back that kind of dealt with the same issue. The question I wanted to ask you, because I know that melanin came up in the conversation, and I also know that we are suppressing our melanin through diet and stress. Is there anything that's happening when we reproduce outside of our race? Is that doing anything to our melanin in any type of way? Like when you get a Tiger Woods or, something like that, where, that baby that's born, is that melanin as sufficient? And are they as just an original person as a person like yourself or somebody else?
No, it's not a hybrid. Same, thanks.
Right. No, you create a hybrid. And like I said, it's not about being racist. It's about being truthful. If you take a donkey and a mule, and a horse, you get a mule. If you take a human and a Neanderthal, you get a whole other race. Like, look at Spanish people. Spanish people are the combination of black Taino Indians, Chinese people, and Caucasians underneath the banner of Portuguese at that time. So, we can see that the newest people on the planet right now are Spanish people. Spanish people are only like 400 years old as a race. And so the point I'm trying to make is, that right there answers the question. When you sexually reproduce outside your genetic chain, you create a new genetic structure. And if you continue to duplicate that process, then you'll continue to duplicate that organism. That doesn't mean that we hate Spanish people, but it's just the truth. And so once again, bringing it back to red blood cell hemolysis, the hemoglobin in our blood is what helps to create the melanin. So if we allow the rhesus monkey blood to keep thinning that out and thinning that out and thinning that out, then we thinning out, our fabric, our carbonized fabric. And so, when you sexually reproduce something, you are altering the organism, let alone the mitochondria DNA is passed down from the mother. You don't get it from your father. Women have, on average, 200,000 genes in their egg, in the egg. And so to be specific about mitochondrial DNA so that people understand why it's important, your chromosome is in the nucleus, which is in the center of your cell. Your mitochondrial DNA is outside the nucleus. So we want to be clear. You don't share your chromosome, in the manner of what people think you do. Your parents give you your mitochondrial DNA, which is on the outside of the cell, and you get that from your mother. So on average, a man has from 5,000 to 5,000 mitochondrial genes. A woman has 200,000. So even if you got all your genes from your father, you're still going to get over 195,000 of those from your mother. And so you are your mother. This is why everybody on the planet has skin tissue of a female. So technically, there's no such thing even as a man or a woman. It's just a woman in this form and a woman in that form. And so when we're talking about, once again, sexually reproducing, when you have a child, the bloodline is passed down from the mother through the mitochondrial DNA and through the plasma. This is why when people get a blood transfusion, they got to take the plasma out, because the plasma is where all of the information and the essence of the person is at. And so with that being said, whatever woman you have a child by, that's whose chain of command genetically the child is going to follow. And so once again, if you go have a baby by a white woman, white people have only been here for 6,000 years. You're only going to have 6,000 years of information within that child genetically. But if you have a child by a black woman who's been here for billions of years, then now you're coming back to the mitochondrial Eve gene chain of command, and you're going to, you know, allot that child that information. And so we're talking about,
indeed,
you know, producing geniuses. A genius is somebody who can, you know, tap into their genetic structures and pull out that information and compute it neurologically. And so in order to be intelligent, you have to have the most, let's say, amount of information stored. And so if you look at statistics, black women are the most intelligent people on the planet Earth statistically by race and gender because they have the oldest existence of, you know, genetic construction and experience. And so, you know, when you reproduce with somebody, the woman that you choose is important, you know, depending upon what you're looking to produce for. So like I said, I know that I understand this is 2018. You know, we just coming into consciousness. You know, you might have a certain type of, you know, racial ethnicity of person that you're dealing with. So we not being racist, but, you know, I got to just give the answer, you know, straight phone.
Right, right. And we appreciate that answer. I think that was kind of clear. You know, thanks to the caller for the question and the answer. We go get to the lines again because we got a lot of people calling in. So, Elijah Starr.
Okay, we're going to take caller 314-241. Call, you state your name and where you're from. Caller.
Peace, peace, caller.
Okay, we're going to move on. We're going to take caller 331, area code 331-230. Caller, can you state your name and where you're from? Maybe they just want to listen in. Okay, we got plenty more. We're going to try caller area code 313-743. Caller, can you state your name? What's your comment or your question? Okay, we got a lot of listeners. Caller area code 5.
Okay,
yeah, well, we can finish up. Caller area code 504-541. Caller, can you state your name and where you're from?
Hi, this is Bridget. I'm from New Orleans, and I didn't realize I was going to be on here. I really was listening, and I didn't have any questions.
Okay,
I'm just learning
fine.
A whole lot and taking a whole bunch of stuff in. I'm always bugging Farrell on his inbox, just listening.
Okay,
and, okay, I'm just listening and trying to learn, taking notes.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thank you. Thank you for the call. Now,
okay.
Yeah, Young Farrell, let me go in. I had one question, though. Because if we look at the, I think you may have mentioned them earlier, like there's a race of dark Indians that live in India. Now, are those, do you know if those people are comparable to Africans because they do have a dark skin?
Just,
and
those are Dravidians. Those are
Dravidians. There
right,
you go.
Those are not African people. Those are not black people. Those,
okay.
Some people, you know, when we say African, you know what I'm saying? Honestly, we need to just start saying, are you a descendant of the mitochondrial Eve gene or not? Because you got people who want to argue being indigenous and aboriginal, and to a very great extent, they're correct. But the point is, you know, they're extensions of the mitochondrial Eve gene. Basically, we just want to know, is your DNA complete or not? And so when you hear people claiming to be African or what it means to be black, what we're trying to do is show that we don't have the same genetic structure as you. And so those Dravidians over there are Neanderthal. Those are the first form of Neanderthals on the planet. And the Caucasian is an offspring of the albino Dravidian. If you look at the people in India, they don't look like Indians over here, or they don't look like people in Africa. They look like some weird-looking, you know what I'm saying, thin-faced, you know, not that I ain't shooting at no Indians, but they don't look black. They don't got big nose, big lips. They don't even have curly hair, straight hair. So, with that said, that curly hair comes from that mitochondrial Eve gene. Okay, we know everything in the universe curls and spirals due to the Fibonacci sequence. And so, with that being said, you know they can't. You never see nobody in India with an afro.
Right.
And
so those are
not black people. Those are Neanderthals.
Okay, got you. Okay, so if you're just joining us, y'all, we got Young Farrell in the building. We started off breaking down what is the origin of the white race. My brother went into science, went into DNA, mitochondria, and, you know, he's just been having a great build. So This is Collective Minds. Thanks to all the listeners and supporters. Thanks to all the callers. And we're going to get back to these phone lines. If you got a question, please, or a comment, please make it quick so the brother can respond so we can get to the other callers. Roger Starr, if you want to queue in the next caller.
Okay, let's try a caller from area code 2971. Call your mind, state your name and where you're from.
Again,
you
broke up.
Caller, you there?
Say the number again, Roger. You broke up.
Okay, hold on a second. We'll have to pick another caller.
I think you took. I
okay,
think
and then.
Okay, let's get caller. Area code 920-371. Caller, are you there? We might state your name and where you're from.
How you doing? This is Michael Shakur. I'm calling from Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Peace, Michael. Thanks for calling.
Peace. Peace, Young Phil. My question is, with what's going on with, I really appreciate with, you know, the lecture that you and Seti been giving. The truth that y'all been giving, not holding back, making sure you educate the young with the truth. So what would be the position we would take in actually trying to make a major move for unity? I know Seti was like, you don't want to unify with everybody, but what can we do to finally do this? Because, like you said, Farrakhan got their thing over there. But I'm just saying, what can we do? What can we actually do? And I hang up and listen to your answer. Thanks a lot, y'all.
That's
Thanks
that's
so much.
All right,
what black people can do is stop engaging in things we don't create. And so when we're talking about, you know, like the main goal we want people to see is how black power has been manipulated against us to lead us into the new world order. And so the only way the new world order can pop off is two ways. One, if you subscribe to any religion out here, okay, you help it usher it in. And then for two, if you continue to subscribe and utilize money. And so with that being said, like for example, I'm going to do a video on it, right? Look at Bitcoin. When Bitcoin came out, everybody lost their goddamn mind. But they don't even know that Bitcoin, okay, when they was making people, you know, rich off Bitcoin and they had them coins worth all of that, they create that out their ass. Them coins ain't worth nothing. And so the point I'm trying to make is all of that was to do was to get people to get off the physical dollar. So that way, once you get on the digital dollar, everything you do can be marked and tracked. For example, right now, if you want to buy something, I can buy something from you and nobody would never know. I can go buy some drugs, I could buy anything, a grenade, anything. But it's not documented or supervised because the transaction is hand-to-hand. But what digital currency does is it eliminates hand-to-hand transactions. So now you just helped yourself be monitored all day by the government because we fail for something that we believe has value. And so we're doing the same things with these religious leaders. We believe Farrakhan got value. These niggas is just like Bitcoin. They're here to look good and swindle you right into supreme control and grip. And so what black people can do is, honestly, this is going to sound crazy to people's egos because some people feel like they got to go outside and shoot something up to be revolutionary. You ain't got to do that. All you got to do is treat your woman right, raise your kids, mind your fucking business, and stop engaging in dumb shit. That's it. And imagine if black people really loved each other. Because when we say black unity, we talking about going outside with our fists raised and wishing the motherfucker would. That's not black unity. That's mobbing on somebody. Gangs do that. Black unity is, listen, we're going to create a system to where ain't nobody got to sell drugs or do nothing that brings them in jail. Now you shut down the prison system without no violence. That's black unity. Black unity is, you know what? We're going to start taking in some of these babies, and we're going to start adopting these goddamn kids, even if they're not ours, and raise them. And we're going to start putting pressure on these celebrities to donate to us. Motherfucking, we want $1 million every goddamn year so that we can live and live peacefully and happily. That's black unity. And so that's what black people can do. Instead of worshiping people and making them rich off of us being enslaved to dumb shit, we can start putting pressure on people so that we can live peaceful. Because my thing is, I'm not here to convince you to stop listening to Jay-Z. I could give a fuck about Jay-Z. But I know that if Jay-Z's making money off my community and he's influencing my nephews and my nieces to go out here and do some dumb shit, you better three times that be influencing us or helping us to do some good shit because you have the power
right.
to do so. So
right
now, we live in a world where, and I'm going to end on this, the hierarchy of black people have to change. We glorify people that got power, and we believe that they should take it from the people who don't. But then
right.
the people who don't got power, we don't believe that we have the right to take it from the people who do. So the pastor can ask you for your donations, but you can't go. I bet you couldn't go to Creflo Dollar and tell him to bail your son out of jail. I bet you couldn't go to Creflo Dollar and tell him to buy, you know, pay for your daughter's school tuition, but your daughter's obligated to pay for his? Hell no. And so the main thing that black people should do is revolutionize where we are in the matrix. Right now we on the bottom because we the consumer. But we got to start consuming these motherfuckers for good.
Indeed.
So,
indeed. Yeah. I think you made some great points because if you look at it, we are the creators and the engine of this whole system. You dig what I'm saying? So if we controlled our intellectual property and our athletic property, you know, we would be on a step to moving forward and to where we want to be. But I agree with a lot of those solutions you had. And we go get to the next callers. We got Young Pharaoh in the building. So if you call in, please state your name. If you're just listening, just say you're just listening, and we'll go home with your question or with your comment. Go ahead, Roger Starr.
Okay, we're going to take caller 34, area code 346-218. Caller, you mind stating your name, where you're from, and your comment or your question? Okay, they're probably just listening. Caller from area code 310-936. Caller, you mind stating your name and your question or your comment? And your code 310. And also I want to say too to any callers, all the ones that's listening, if for some reason that we move past you before you can say something, if you really just want to say something, you can hang up and just call back and come back into the queue. We're going to go on right along to area code 616-999. Caller, you might state your name and your question or your comment. Okay, we got a lot of listeners right here. We got plenty to take. We have plenty to take. Area code 615-839. Caller, you mind say your name?
Okay. Hi, I'm Nakaria Wells from Murfreesboro in Tennessee. I got a question and a comment. My question is, when is Young Pharaoh going to talk about the age of Aquarius, like really get down into like what all of that means, you know, like what age are we in now, what the age of Aquarius means, et cetera. And a comment that I had was, I was listening to the NOI like stuff with Brother Ben X, and I want to say it was amazing. I learned a lot. Thank you for that. And I really take heed to what you say because I watch a lot of your videos, and I think you're super.
Thanks so much, caller.
I've spoken about that a lot, and I don't know, I would have to ask you, when did you actually start watching me? Because I've spoke, like, that's what I came out with. Like, I've done lectures on that. Like, you can probably go to my website, subscribe, youngpharaoh.net, if you aren't already. I have plenty of lectures in there. And also, you can do, I did a couple sessions on my YouTube channel that I call Pharaoh Allied University, which is like a little segment I had, and I might bring that back to my channel. But one on there is called Aquarian Ascension, I believe. It's something like that, and that's from like a year ago. And like, if you just went to my channel, clicked videos, and scrolled all the way back to like a year ago, you're going to see multiple videos on like the age of Aquarius and things like that. And so I've spoke about that, you know, a lot, but if you just now getting tuned into me, then you wouldn't think I would. But if you just scroll to about 6 months to a year ago, and then from that year, a year and a half ago, you know, you're going to see a mass amount of videos on that subject.
Indeed, indeed. Thanks for the caller. Thanks to the caller for calling in with that. And we'll go to the call lines and get some more callers.
Okay. Caller from area code 314. Caller, what's your comment? That's not going to work. I'm sorry. I had to move on. Okay, caller.
That wasn't him. That was somebody else.
Okay. Well, we'll try back. We're going to move on to caller. Area code 678-538. Caller, what's your name and your comment or your question?
678-538.
There you go. Yes, caller. What's your name? State your comment. Do you have a question or a comment?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
We hear you. What's your question or your comment?
Well, after looking at Young Pharaoh's videos, I think he's an outstanding young man. And, you know, I thank the Creator for him. And I just hope that he keeps on banging on the truth and telling the truth, sharing all this information. He's amazing. That's all I got to say. And don't let corruption or don't let anything taint you. Stay pure, stay true. I love you. That's all I have to say.
I love you too.
Thanks,
Colin.
Thank
you.
Oh, Young Pharaoh.
Right, that's an awe moment.
Okay.
That's what's up, though. Indeed, that's what's
up.
That's
good.
Let's get some more callers in.
Okay. We're going to go with a caller from area code 916. 539, caller, you mind state your name, and did you have a question or a comment?
Peace, family. This is Amari calling from Lexington, Kentucky.
Peace,
and I
please.
Have a question about the lady in UK who got all that plastic surgery, and she got only 3 melanin injections, and she's darker than me. Well, when the Europeans do this, are they able to house melanin that they steal from us, or if you even know the lady I'm talking about, because she's kind of famous for trying to change herself black.
Are you talking about that white lady that got the big black, you know, excuse my language, the big black breast, and she be acting like she black now?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that ridiculous lady. But, yeah, they're able to, you know, extract our compound from us and, you know, substitute it and utilize it in the ways they wish. And so, as I said, melanin is contaminated. Melanin was the word you choose. And so it don't grow on Earth. It's something that you're given to by the Creator. And that's how you're able to identify yourself as a naturally created being. So if you see any white person doing that, you best believe that all of them 65,000 women and children that's missing, all of them 800,000 children that come up missing every year have contributed to that woman who wants to be black. And so what people have to understand is, not only is that ridiculous, they are killing you to become you. And so, you know, we have a long way to go as black people, just based off the fact that we don't even care. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't even give a damn. You got black people right now taking skin bleach pills while they're pregnant to make the baby come out light. And so we don't understand the importance of the melanin. That's why we disregard it. If we knew that, if you was in heaven and God said, you know what, get this tattoo, because this tattoo is going to make sure that when you come back, we're going to let you in. It's just like if you watch Black Panther and they all had the little Wakanda, you know, signature.
That's
it
about Brandon.
Right.
That's it about Brandon.
Right, you're not coming in Wakanda unless you got that mark on your lips. And so when it comes to melanin, you're not living within the cosmos unless you got that melanin in your skin. And so we don't understand actually how divine we are, because we give up our divinity for religion and we downgrade our genetic greatness for black women. And so we throw that shit in the garbage, and then here we go, somebody else who study us all day is willing to kill you And so this is why religion has to go, and this is why the black woman has to go back on the pedestal, because you won't even understand how advanced and how prosperous you are genetically if you don't give praise to where that came from. And so, you know what I'm saying? You cannot throw your woman away, because you're throwing away who you are. And so with that being said, you know, they're definitely able to house our melanin, and I want people to know where they're getting it from. They're getting it from us. So when somebody come up missing, do not just think that we automatically assume that somebody got kidnapped and got raped and died and going to be in the river somewhere. We would never think that the government would pay people to kidnap motherfuckers and kill them and extract the chemical compounds in their skin in order to try to, you know, produce what is called genetic preservation. We would never think that, but that's what you better believe it. And so with that being said, you know, God, as a woman, you know, you definitely better protect yourself, because you like a genetic library, and you hold the keys of knowledge to doors that you don't even
indeed.
Know that you can open. And so, you know.
Indeed.
You know,
and speaking of libraries, yeah, speaking of libraries, brother, I want to ask you this. As I, you know, believe the hermetic principle that the universe is mental and all is mind, you know, so I just want to, and I think knowledge is very key to helping liberate ourselves. So if you could give us like two or three books to where we can look, you know, to get some knowledge and do some further research real quick, and then we'll get to the phone lines. You give us like two or three books that you would recommend for people to get started on.
The two or three books that I would recommend are going to be balanced. Most people recommend you three history books or something like that. I'm not going to do that, because the reason I don't do that is because, for one, everybody's not interested in the same subject, and for two, the knowledge
right.
does not make you a better person. We've seen pieces of shit come and go in this community who can, you know, give you a very articulate sentence, and they're going to scam the shit out of you before the period hits the paper. And so,
right.
We want people to actually internally cleanse themselves. It's not about how other people see you. It's about how you see yourself. So the first book I would recommend is called Your Buddha in the Mirror. Okay? It's not about Buddha. It's not like a. It's about Buddhism, but it's not. It's not like a religious Buddhism book. It's for psychological perspective, and it gives you that. You know that Buddhism was started by a black person, so it's just your problem reading that. But the book itself,
right.
I like it, and I would endorse it, because it doesn't go into, like, the religiousness. It's not teaching you about Buddhism. It's giving you perspective on life that puts you back as the creator. It puts you back as the I am. And it gives you...
Okay, say that title one more. Say the title one more time for me. I'm sorry.
The Buddha in Your Mirror. And the book should be, like,
okay.
Silver, purple, and baby blue.
Gotcha.
Right. My second book of recommendation would be The Destruction of Black Civilization by Chancellor Williams, because that will give you a very quick understanding of what you had as a black person, how you lost it, and how you got here today.
Gotcha.
Right. And so my third book, I've been reading so many new books now that my third book recommendation kind of switched up. But my third book, I would recommend it be... I'm going to throw a couple books out there, and that could just be like your loose book. So the first one going to get your mind right. The second one going to get your history right. And the third one is going to help you with your science. And so there's
yes.
a book, I believe it's called Dark Light Melanin or something like that. Let me get it in my brain. I'm actually looking for it right now. It has a sphero on the front. The book is black and red.
You talking about Dark Light Consciousness by Bruce Bynum.
Got the pharaoh on the front, right?
Got the pharaoh on the front, yes, sir. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Boom. Dark light consciousness. Yeah. Go get that, family. And you know, that's gonna teach you the science of melanin and put it in the conscious perspective of being from a black person. So that's definitely my three recommended reads. And from there, you know, you should be straight, because I don't want nobody thinking you gotta read 1,000 books to become a better person. All you gotta do
right.
is get your mind right to become a better person.
Right.
So I'd rather be around an unintelligent, righteous person than an intelligent fucking demon. Because the only thing you're going to do is learn how to be eviler in a more intelligent way. And so,
facts.
Them three books right there should correct you and prepare you for who you need to be as a black person in 2018.
Facts, indeed. Appreciate that. All right, let's get to the phone lines. We got about 15 minutes left. We're going to try to get as many callers as we can in. We got Young Pharaoh in the building. and he's building for us. Let's go.
Okay. Caller from area code 615-999. Caller, you might state your name, and do you have a question or a comment? Okay. We're going to move right along to caller area code 916-539. Caller, you have you might state your name, and do you have a question or a comment? Area code 916-539.
Hey, family. This is Damari.
Hey.
You guys called me already. This is my second time talking. But,
That's okay. Go ahead.
Hey, Cheryl.
How you doing?
I'm Zamari, that S-D-A-M, that weird name. But I don't have another question.
Okay. Okay, we'll move
All right,
on.
Thanks for listening.
Caller. Yes, thanks for listening. Caller from area code 803-463. Caller, you might state your name, and do you have a question or a comment?
Yeah, I have a question. What's going area- on, Pharaoh? Hello?
Hey.
Hey, how's it going? This is Giovanni.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Giovanni. You can hear me?
Yeah, we hear
Go
you.
Ahead,
it's
bro.
Fine, calling.
Oh, what's going on, Cheryl? My question to you, man, I got about 1.5 questions. Would you ever visit Africa? If so, man, I really want to go with you. And the thing I wanted to ask you is, are they learning this knowledge over there? Because we really don't hear about what goes on that side. Because it seems like it's so corrupt. Not really, but I really want to know what goes on that side of the aspect, and what do you think about it?
Okay.
Say that last part again, because I kind of didn't hear you.
On in Africa as a whole, are they learning this knowledge, or are they are everyone just confused about what's really going on?
I don't know what they're learning in Africa, honestly, because I ain't never been over there. But I know that I got a lot of brothers in Africa that subscribe me to me and watch me, so I would have to assume that wherever they're at, they're not, because they wouldn't be watching me. But I definitely have plans on going to Africa, and I think as a whole, you know, these people who control the media, I just keep showing us as negative. Like in Africa, I know when they show us as, you know, they put the rappers on TV, the NBA players, but then when they show us, they try to put the villagers on TV in the impoverished blacks. And so I know that Africa is colonized. Just like we got Farrakhan over here, Africa got a Farrakhan times 1,000 over there. And so they got niggas who giving them false sense of liberation. They ain't doing shit but selling them out to the motherfucking European power behind them. And so, you know, I definitely plan to visit Africa, you know, just because I want to digest that sunlight from that perspective. But you know, if there was a way that somebody from Africa like Mugabe, before they clipped him, would have been able to reach out to me, I would have loved it. But I'm not going to Africa on no renegade liberate Africa shit. I understand that people need to first give a damn about themselves and liberate themselves. So I'm not gonna let nobody, you know, convince me to be nobody's superhero. I'm here to put the information out, and if you somebody who believe in the truth enough, you'll fight for it. If not, you deserve everything you get. So when I go to Africa, you know, I want to give a lecture over there if that's possible. If not, I'm going to enjoy my goddamn self. Period.
There you go. Hey, and I wanted to ask you this too, young Pharaoh. What would be your response to people who say, look, when we talk about Africa, it really kind of limits us because this whole planet is ours. Matter of fact, the whole universe is ours as melanated people. What would you say to that?
I agree, and I tell people that all the time, and I tell people not to get caught up on where you're from as far as the continent theory goes, because every person of human descent of the mitochondrial E gene has extraterrestrial DNA. So even when people say they're from Africa, your DNA not even from this planet. So, you know, where were we before then? When people say I'm Aboriginal, your DNA is not from America or South America. So where were you before then? And so with that being said, you know, that is a valid argument, but we can't allow that to create, you know, a war. Because now you see the indigenous niggas arguing with the Pan-African niggas, and they both actually are right. And so,
right.
You know, people can't get one small piece of truth and we so caught up on trying to get everybody else to see it that we don't see that we only got a page out of a book. And so that's my whole thing, you know. We not even from this goddamn planet, so I don't really be caring when people come to me talking that what continent you from. We know for a fact black people was everywhere before anybody was anywhere. That's case closed.
Right.
Okay.
Indeed, indeed, for sure. Now, we probably got time for a couple more callers. Roger Starr, you want to cue some people in?
Okay, we'll start with caller from area code 404-438. Caller, you might state your name. Do you have a question or a comment? Area code 404-438. Okay, we're going to move on. Area code, we'll call her from area code 734-858. Caller, you might state your name. Do you have a question or a comment?
Hello.
Hello? Hello, caller, you on with Collective Minds Radio and Young Pharaoh.
Yes,
do you have a question or a comment?
This is Michelle. Yes, this is Michelle. Hey, Neo, you know who this is. Danielle Davis' mom from Detroit.
Hey.
How you doing? Hey, I had to change my number. I think I'm gonna call you. I got your number. I gotta give you my new number. I was doing a whole lot of stuff going on, but other than that, I'm just listening in. You already know I'm rocking with you. You like my son to me. You already know how I feel about you.
That's right. And tell the boys I said peace and give me a call.
Okay, I'm gonna give you a call a little later on. Okay.
All right.
Kiss the baby for me. Okay. I love you.
I will. Love you too.
Okay.
Indeed.
All right.
Let's do it,
peace,
y'all.
Indeed.
That's
now,
another all moment. That's another all. Y'all ready? 1, 2, 3.
Indeed. Now, Young Pharaoh, for our listeners, please let them know how they can follow you and get in contact with you if they want to follow your information.
You can follow me primarily on YouTube. My YouTube channel is Young Pharaoh. Type in the search bar, subscribe. You can follow me on Instagram. If you search Young Pharaoh, I'll come up. If not, you can follow me at Pharaoh_Allah. Hell no, I'm not a Muslim. Let me reiterate that again. And so it's spelled PHARAOH_ALLAH. You can follow me on Snapchat at Pharaoh_Allah as well as Young Pharaoh. You can follow me on Twitter at Pharaoh_Allah as well as Young Pharaoh. You can also follow me on Facebook at Young Pharaoh. And for any of my lectures that I do, and there's exclusive informational content that I don't provide on my YouTube channel. To get that content, you can go to youngpharaoh.net and subscribe. If you use the coupon, which is YouTubeYP, you get $5 off your subscription. And with that being said, family, you know I'm cooking with this information, so, you know, come jump in the pot.
All right.
Indeed, indeed. We appreciate it. Now, we may have time. Want to do one more?
Yeah, we should have
time for one more. All right.
Okay.
We're
going to take caller from area code 111. 1111. Caller, are you there? You mind stating your name? Okay, we're going to move on. Oh, too late. Let's start with caller from area code 786-539. Caller, you mind state your name? Do you have a question or comment? Area code 786-539.
Yeah,
you want to.
Hello? Hello? Hi. Hello. My name is Quentin, and I'm from Miami, Florida.
Thanks, Quentin, for calling in.
Come on, wait.
I have one question. For Young Pharaoh. I want to know, like, where did you get all your information from? Like, everything you know, where did you get that information from?
We in studying meditation and experiences, man, on spiritual experiences that if somebody don't do haven't been through what I've been through, they wouldn't even be able to understand it. So. Outside of that, you know, I got to tell people, you know, reading, researching, meditation, and just trusting in my intuition and what comes to me in dreams to lead me in the right direction.
Hey, I heard YP said
I heard him say it best in the video he did a couple of days ago. Well, my brother said he is an alien. I heard you on that, brother. That boy said he don't know where it be coming from, but he just popping.
This is Batman sometime, man. I'm telling you, I'm damn near alien, man. I'm damn near alien. But, yeah, man, it's I don't know. I can't, because, like, for me, and I'm going to end quick. I know we about to hang up. It's like, I don't see what people see. I can't really explain how my mind works. Like, if you put a book in front of me and you put the same book in front of 30 people, the shit I'm going to show you that's in there, you're going to be like, how did them other niggas miss that? Look at this NOI shit. Everybody's like, yo, how y'all missed it for 30 years? And it's like, well, nigga, I just see what people don't see. And so, you know, I can't really explain how my mind works. I just know I trust it.
Yeah, indeed.
That's what I
did
wanted.
You have a question, Brother Mufasa, before we wrap up?
Yeah, I got two a question and a comment. My first question is, based on what you said about the recent...
You kind of breaking up, brother. You're breaking up. We can't hear you. Hello?
Yeah.
Mufasa,
nah,
you there?
You breaking up.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, can y'all hear me now?
Yeah, we hear you now.
All right, yeah, I was just asking YP, but what he was saying about, you know, the breakdown of Caucasian people. Now, on the real, is that one that is like that?
Nah, you didn't
broke
up. We couldn't hear you. Yeah, we
couldn't
hear you, bro.
Yeah, I was asking YP, is that why they smell like dogs when they get wet, based off what he was breaking down?
Yeah, that's exactly why.
That's what I thought.
Exactly, right.
My last thing was a comment, because I've been following what you've been saying on the Nation, you know, in your NI lectures. I actually think I might have got blocked, brother. I'm in your chat as Collective Science, but when you first was going in, I was in there just saying, oh, don't put the... I guess somebody blocked me. I don't know what that was about. So you can check into that, brother, because we're gonna have to rap on this in our stuff.
I mean, I didn't block you. I don't know who blocked you, but my moderators be on a grizzly. And you know, as far as this NOI stuff, you know, I mean, it is what it is. I ain't gonna spend too much time, more time on it. But you know,
yeah.
I just had to put out as much truth as I could so the public could make, you know, their own discernment. But, you know, I really, honestly, I can give a fuck about the NOI. They ain't never dead shit for me, and they ain't going to. My thing is, you know, they are a big obstacle in the way of people, and they are trying to help usher in, you know, the New World Order, and they're a sector of fucking Klansmanship and Shrinership, and people need to know that. You know, that it, before you, it's like the video game. Before you get to the big boss, level 10, you gotta get you level 9. And so niggas think Farrakhan is not a level 9 boss because they too busy looking for the white man when they don't know, nigga, this is who you gotta beat to get to level 10. And so,
right,
you know, the destruction of black civilization taught us the blueprint of white supremacy, and that's always to keep a niggered out black gatekeeper that the people trust. And that's him. I put
right.
him out, and if people don't identify with him, then, you know, take your dumb ass to a FEMA camp.
Indeed, indeed. Well, and on that note, we're going to wrap it up with that. Thank you, Young Pharaoh, for coming on the platform.
Yeah, we appreciate you, brother.
We appreciate it. You dropped some knowledge. You gave a lot of people some good information. Thanks to all the callers, to our supporters, to the listeners.
Yeah.
Follow us on Facebook and all social media. This is
Collective
Minds.
Hey, tell Sadie about us, brother. Tell Sadie about us. We want him to come on with you one day, too.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. We're going to make that happen.
Right. Indeed, indeed. We appreciate it because we're trying to build for the black family. We're trying to liberate our minds and get us on the right path. There's no truth. There's no religion higher than truth. You feel me? So this is Collective Minds. Thank you, Young Pharaoh. Thank you, all the callers and listeners. We'll see y'all next week, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. This is Brother Kevin, Mufasa Ra, and Rigel Starr.
That's me. Yeah. Hey.
that success comes. Yeah. All these niggas get mad. Niggas hating on the low. They don't want to see me make it. They trying to sabotage my show. They don't want to see me make it. Yeah. They ain't want to shake a humble hand.
Nah.
So the iron fist will knock them out.
Yeah.
These niggas worse than these crackers.
Yeah.
They gonna make me bring them choppers out.
Bro.
They put my address on the internet.
Internet.
I swear to God, these niggas hoes. Then they try to get me jammed.
They do.
They done went and caught the road.
Goddamn.
Every time I drop a video.
Yeah.
They in the comments.
I control.
They see these black queens love.
Love.
All of a sudden, now they hoes.
Black queens.
Most of our elders ain't shit.